Hundreds of supporters and fans joined the family of Arkansas music legend Johnny Cash in the dedication of the Johnny Cash Boyhood Home in Dice. Saturday's event was the culmination of 5 years of work when the project started in 2009. At that time, the Arkansas legislature directed Arkansas State University to explore the feasibility of developing Dice as a heritage tourism destination in an effort to revitalize the town. In 2011, Arkansas State University acquired the boyhood home of Johnny Cash, and the ASU Heritage Studies Program, under the direction of Dr. Ruth Hawkins, started the restoration process. Graduate students in the Heritage Studies PhD program conducted the research, assisted in oral history interviews, interpretation, and programming of the project. Dr. Hawkins has worked with the Cash family to make sure that every detail of the house was brought back to life. Hawkins tells about some of the challenges involved in saving the dilapidated house.
Well, obviously the key challenge was the fact that this is gumbo soil. And that means it rolls, it moves, it shifts. And if you look around town, you see a lot of houses that are unlevel because of that. And that's what had happened to the Cash home. It literally had sunk into the ground in the sunken lands. And because those concrete pillars that they'd turned and they'd sunk. And so there was a lot of rot, you know, the wood sills and so forth. So we had to move it off of its foundation, dig a pit 8 feet deep and dig out all that gumbo soil and then fill it with better draining soil. And then we dug a trench around it, 2 feet wide around it, and poured concrete and created that as a base and put dirt over it so that you couldn't see it. So those concrete piers are now sitting on that concrete foundation that you don't see. So literally, most of our money went into the ground.
Members of Cash's family went through the house during a VIP event that took place in April. Those family members returned to the house Saturday along with Roseanne Cash. Roseanne was not able to attend the April event due to her touring schedule. She was on hand for the dedication ceremony and went through the house Saturday morning. She expressed her thoughts to the media during a press conference.
Well, I saw the house in 2011 when Arkansas State University had just purchased it, and it was inconceivable that it could look as it does today. We were very worried that the house would be on the ground before Dr. Hawkins' team could get to it. So to see the progress, I've seen it two or three times, and the progress has been really startling. Today was a revelation. To see all of the rooms completely restored as they were to the most meticulous historic detail, because my Aunt Joanne and Uncle Tom have such great memories, and they remembered everything down to the kind of pots and pans, to the curtains, to the linoleum on the floor. Some of the original pieces were found and are in the house, which gives it even more resonance and beauty, and it's like time travel.
And she says her dad would have been proud of the home.
If my dad could walk into that house today, I think he would be so overcome with the feeling of going back in time and to see his deepest memories preserved forever now, and for other people to see how they lived and what influenced him so profoundly. It's, I just never expected anything like this, and I have to give it up to Ruth and the team for what they've done.
She says the project was one that she quickly wanted to be a part of because it helped tell the story of where the Cash family came from.
This whole project has caused an immense shift in my own life. As you can imagine, I get a lot of requests to participate in Johnny Cash projects that come across my desk on a weekly basis, and I say no to virtually all of them. Well, when Arkansas State University approached the family about getting involved, immediately I said yes. I was just flooded with this excitement about it and this knowledge that this was the right thing, that this was something my dad, it would have meant more to him than anything else, and that my children needed to know that two generations back, we were cotton farmers, that this is where we came from.
The Johnny Cash Boyhood Home was part of a community established by President Franklin D. Roosevelt in the 1930s as a Depression-era agricultural resettlement colony. Part of the New Deal program, it provided an opportunity for destitute farmers to get a new start. Those who participated were advanced 20 or 40 acres of farmland, a mule, a small home, and money to buy food and plant crops, with the understanding that if they were successful, they would pay back the government. The Dyess Colony was named after W.R. Dyess, who was Arkansas's director of the Works Progress Administration. Dyess led the project that would lead to the federal government acquiring 16,000 acres of land. A town center was built, as well as farmsteads for 500 colonist families. Ray and Carrie Cash were among the 500 colonist families recruited from all over Arkansas to the historic Dyess Colony. The Cashes moved to Dyess in March 1935 with their five children, including 13-year-old Roy, 11-year-old Louise, 5-year-old Jack, 3-year-old J.R., and 1-year-old Reba. Two additional children, Joanne and Tommy, were born in Dyess. The Cash family lived in the home from 1935 to 1954. Roseanne Cash says the project became the inspiration for her album, The River and the Thread.
So the first trip down here, for the first fundraiser that we arranged to restore the home to raise funds, Marshall Grant, who was my dad's original bass player in the Tennessee Two, was there. He came to rehearsal that day. He played his big, upright bass guitar, and he had a brain aneurysm that night. So on the last conscious day of his life, he played the bass guitar for this project. Well, I'm a songwriter, and there was no way to avoid the song that was inside that experience. That, coupled to coming out here to see the house for the first time, and I was really moved by how hard my grandmother's life was. And I just thought about her raising seven kids, picking cotton, cooking at the end of the day, starting out with no electricity or plumbing, and realized that a modern woman as myself, I could not have done that. But there was something steely in her that we inherited. So that, there was a song in that for me too, and I wrote with my husband, I wrote The Sunken Lands, about the sunken lands of Arkansas and about her. Those two songs, Etta's tune about Marshall and Etta Grant, The Sunken Lands about this, opened up a whole album called The River and the Thread.
And she tells how the album changed her.
We took a lot of trips through the Delta when we were writing these songs, and it's been a life-changing experience. I've never had songwriting experiences like that, and the things that I thought were anecdotal in my life, the fact that I was born in Memphis, the fact that my father came from here, my grandparents were cotton farmers, I thought those were just facts strung along in my life. They are actually the things that I've carried with me my whole life and have informed me as a musician, as a wife and mother.
And also she says that she can remember when she visited the boyhood home when Johnny was still alive.
I remember my father bringing us back here. I must have been 12 the first time he brought us back. There were still enormous trees around the house, which Dr. Hawkins has replanted those cottonwoods, and someday they'll be enormous again. And the house was boarded up. There was no one here. And I remember my dad walking around the house, looking in every window. And there was a sense of loss, sense of heaviness of heart that first time. And as a preteen child, I was aware of it, but I didn't quite understand it. And then, you know, to really begin to realize how deep the loss of his brother Jack affected him, how profound that loss was for the whole family, and how it informed a lot of his later work. That was something I became aware of as a preteen. And then, of course, all the songs about the soil, you know, it all started to make sense my first visit.
And also she says when she went through the home, the part that moved her the most was the bedroom that Johnny slept in.
I just had an experience an hour ago of taking three of my five children into my dad's childhood bedroom. And the four of us stood there and wept. It was the oddest sensation of thinking of my dad as a little boy in that very spot, and what if he could have seen his middle-aged daughter and three of his grandchildren walk in that room? How would he have felt? Could he even conceive it? It was too much. It was the most overwhelming sense, and so beautiful.
Cash hopes the home and the history of the New Deal will help people have a better understanding about the music of Johnny Cash.
Well, I think it'll inform their understanding of him a lot more, and to see where those songs came from, Pickin' Time, 5 Feet High and Rising, you know, they're real. These are not just imaginary events. These are real things that came from this spot on Earth. And, you know, even before the house was restored, there were buses of tourists who would find their way there. So I think that it will be... Do you know the thing that's so great about it is it's not kitschy. It's not like there are souvenirs everywhere. This is a real thing, and it's very powerful because of its authenticity.
Dr. Ruth Hawkins agrees.
You know, I hope that when visitors see this, they will get a sense of who this man was and how it did impact his music. I really think it's obvious that all of the values that come across in his music, the love of family, the love of community, his concern for fellow man, all those things that come out in his music, I think it's clear that they were shaped and informed, those values were formed right here in Dyce, Arkansas.
And the work ethic.
Other phases of the project include rebuilding the theater next to the administration building as a visitor orientation center, recreating the farmstead buildings at the Cash home, developing a walking trail connecting the Cash home and the town center, building a caretaker home replicating an original colony house, and adding visitor services such as restrooms and parking. Completion of the master plan is estimated to cost approximately $4.2 million. To date, approximately $3.3 million has been raised. This includes $2.2 million from the Arkansas Natural and Cultural Resources Council, $500,000 from the National Endowment for the Humanities as a challenge grant, $140,000 from the Arkansas General Assembly, and $470,000 from festival proceeds and private contributions. The Johnny Cash Boyhood Home Project is expected to draw approximately 50,000 visitors annually, resulting in nearly $10 million in tourism-related income to the region. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.